case.
Hi there. 70 degrees in a good chunk of North Dakota today. There seems to be this line of, I can kind of trace it, but that has not everybody hitting 70 today, but the a big part of the snow removal project for the spring of 2014 will happen today, which means, since we earlier asked what song you most want to hear coming out of your radio speakers when it hits 70 degrees, today is the day.
Be one of those old top 40 guys that talk right to the post every time, right?
Of course, yeah. I know no other speed, as they say.
Every boss that told me never do that always did that himself.
So. Exactly right.
Hypocrites.
Anyway, enjoy it. If you're in the balmy south part of North Dakota today, that's getting a mid-70s, actually. And your requested 70-degree bumper day songs will be here today on What's On Your Mind. Our gift to you on the program, ladies and gentlemen. I was looking forward to that and zippity doo dah zippity ia. So all
you're
those,
surprised I came up with that original, aren't you?
Yeah, all coming up today on the program. You asked for it, you got it here on the show. Here's what we have lined up for you. I'm chatting just a moment with the head hockey coach of the University of North Dakota that is in Philadelphia for the Frozen Four. Another big week for North Dakota in the spotlight, and not only is that great news, but the fact that they're playing their longtime rival, the University of Minnesota Gophers. If there are any Gopher fans today, don't call unless you'd like to be ridiculed, because I guarantee you I will mock the Golden Chokers as much as possible. Sorry, I just have to do that. But anyway, so are there any Gopher fans in North Dakota? There can't be. Can
I hope not. Those little rodents?
A couple of dentists out there somewhere, or maybe a few mortuary science guys. So not many. Anyway, because that's where So Rudy Perpich once famously told me, the former governor of Minnesota, he said, you guys really have a dental school in North Dakota. What do you practice on, buffalo? So they're kind of an arrogant. They're kind of an arrogant lot.
No kidding.
Yeah. I thought that was really endearing.
Who's that legislator that was making fun of our Capitol building a while back? There,
I don't know, but there's a lot of great things happening in that Capitol.
We don't blow a bunch of money on a building.
Yeah, exactly. And
by the way, we don't have tall buildings here, because we can build out.
In fact, do you know what the issue that has been dominating the Minnesota legislature this year?
What's that?
It is whether or not to build a reflecting pool as part of a new Senate office building or not.
Oh my God!
I mean, they're building.
How can they not?
They're building this Taj Mahal.
I don't think we're going to ever have that conversation in North Dakota, and we have the money to do it if we really wanted to. We're just more practical than that.
And Senate Democrats have been holding everything else hostage to it, for crying out loud. So, I like what goes on in the halls of the state capital in Bismarck a lot better than what happens in St. Paul, for sure. Okay, so we have Coach Hextall in just a little bit. Bottom of the hour, we have a debate on Common Core. When I say Common Core, what comes to mind, Todd? What's the first thing pops into your head?
Complaint emails.
Complaint emails.
I've never seen one that says, I love Common Core. So obviously there's plenty of sentiment against it. Not that everybody's going to write in favor in the first place of anything, but yeah, it's pretty polarizing, I'd say.
It is. So we've asked someone who says, I love Common Core, to come on the program and try and explain to us why they love Common Core.
Please, go for it.
We'll start there. We also have a critic, but there's plenty of those out there. So we have folks on both sides of the issue joining us today on the program. And again, for all the folks that have weighed in with opinions, this is your chance to, talk to two experts about it, let your opinion be heard, and we look forward to that. In our 10 o'clock hour next hour, we're going to chat with, as we do every Wednesday, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour. Take your calls. Already a couple of calls have come in for him, and that's always a good idea. If you have something you really want to get in today, get the calls in early by calling us at 855-200-1776, and then you press extension 1, leave a message, you're in. And that, by the way, works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you want to put that in your in your little favorites list there. We'd love to hear from you whenever. Hey, I wish Scott and Todd would talk about this, or I want to hear about this on What's on Your Mind, or hey, the best burgers are here, or the best butcher shops are here, or the best pie places here.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, tomorrow we'll be in Jamestown. They tell me it's the best restaurant in Jamestown, the Buffalo City Grill. We're going to be there.
I don't think I've been there.
Yeah. Well, I haven't either. So
you're going to have to invite me on these things you go on.
That's why
you're always invited on the things I go on. I'll be in Velva later today. So
Velva today.
Yeah.
It's a return appearance.
Flying Velvetas.
There you go. Exactly. Flying Velvetas. So anyway, 855-200-1776. We'll call it the best of hotline. Your questions for Congressman Kramer, your suggestions for the program, the topics you want to hear. We exist for you. Whatever the issues are that are most important to you, let us know and suggest the guests. Get, you know, any, you want answers on things, we're on it. That's why it's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, now is Kirsten Baszler in favor of Common Core?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There's,
and she would be the superintendent of public instruction in right. North Dakota, kind of the head K through 12.
That's one. Do we have any more who are? Because
yeah, there's
not many. It seems like maybe they're just not as vocal. Maybe that's the problem. I'm not hearing them speak up.
The Department of Public Instruction. You know, most of the folks we've heard from there are in favor.
Okay. So we got DPI. What's the DPI versus the rest of the state then, or what is it?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of one of those issues where the grassroots, the folks, are suspicious of any edict that comes from on high to say, here's what will make education better.
There is a certain part of me that says, let's not let the federal government start calling the shots, and we start losing our own state and local control over things. We don't want that.
Right, and what they would argue is, no, these are just standards. Everybody has standards. What's wrong with saying, okay, you know, we want you to at least do this? You decide how to do it. And I do think a lot of the bad in Common Core has come from folks trying to use a new standard by infiltrating their views, their agenda, their way into the, in other words, they use the standards as a cottage industry. Say, okay, we've got the standards. Now I'm going to go create a textbook that has all kinds of crazy, wacky ideas and gets rid of George Washington and only talks about, pick your favorite general.
Make sure Nixon and Reagan look horrible. And
right.
Stuff. Yeah,
exactly. That would go. That would go play the game. So there's a fair amount of that. Anyway,
because it seems like most of the noise is anti. And I never even get to the bottom of why they're against it. They're just so against it. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. But I never hear anybody articulate why it's horrible.
And most of the folks, I think, that call us to say it's horrible, they've heard a particular story, and there are plenty of them, where they say, you got to be kidding me. So they hear the story and say, that's happening as a result of Common Core. It's horrible. I'm against it. So, you know, they hear something, and I don't blame them, because there are some examples of some things that were really bad. Now, what those in favor would probably argue is, look, you always have the control at the local level to say, is that textbook in or that one out? Is this curriculum in or is this one out?
Maybe that message needs to be portrayed more. Maybe that's part of the problem, is the people that are trying to implement Common Core properly aren't getting that message out.
Our kids go to Catholic school, and you know, I have administrators I really respect that are in favor of this. And, you know, they explain that all the bad from Common Core is people trying to, you know, push their, use the standards as a way in.
Right.
And you just got to be aware of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there are esteemed Catholic educators that say, hey, this is a good thing. Most of the people who say it's a good thing are people that want to see education do a better job in America. All right.
Now, well, and I would hope to God we're all in favor of that.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, why do an alarmingly high number of students that come in the system not graduate? Why are we falling behind our peers internationally on key things like math and science?
Yeah.
But those opponents would say, well, we ought to hold teachers more accountable.
But teachers can only teach what they're allowed to teach in the first place, what's approved for them to teach a lot of times. So
they'd have different fixes, I guess is what I'm getting at. So anyway, but that's why we're hosting a debate today.
Okay.
So we look forward to that.
It, yeah.
Exactly right. And obviously that's what's on our mind because it's on the plate today. But we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Front page of the Bismarck Tribune today. Alexander, big news. They got themselves a bypass.
Hey!
That
progress.
Big news, but you know why? When 12,000 vehicles stream through your little town and you all of a sudden have traffic jams in a sleepy little community 3, 5, 4 years ago, bypass is a big deal. Big deal that Governor Dalrymple was out there actually at a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday, and folks are excited to get this project going and happening. I bring it up because it is an example of how there is an enormous amount of investment in these kind of projects, specifically addressing the pain points that are happening as a result of oil and gas development. So it's a great thing. Another headline, different paper, Fargo Forum today, talks about this poll we talked about yesterday. They're always behind in the newspapers. That's the great thing about radio. We're instantaneous. We're now. We're immediate. 77% of North Dakota residents trust state government. That's a really inconvenient fact.
How can it be a newspaper if it's yesterday's news? Because it has to be because they printed it yesterday. Right?
Yeah. I think this explains why the Democrats are so desperate to try and drive a wedge on things like progress in the oil patch not being fast enough and whatnot, because that's a tough mountain to climb for them. Anyway, that and other topics today on the program. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We want to know what's on your mind, so we ask. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're waiting for Coach Hextall to call. Dave Hextall, head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. They're in Philly. They're getting ready to take on the Minnesota Gophers. This is the big dance for hockey. You don't get any bigger than this. And the University of North Dakota is no stranger to this. You notice I'm being a good soldier today in that.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm amazed. Well, because you saw the sign and the sorority that got
I didn't want to get a letter from President Kelly at UND like that sorority did. You know?
Yeah.
I thought that was
a hammer down on a sorority. Imagine what he'd do to you.
Yeah. What did the sign say again?
You can take our mascot, but you can't take our...
Pride.
Yeah.
What I thought was a little blown out of proportion is the fact that sorority would have to be next door to one of the Indian organizations on campus. And so it was perceived as sort of in your face to the Native Americans next door. I'm not so sure it was that well thought out. I don't think so.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's get them on. Let's find out.
Much ado about nothing.
What were you trying to say?
But yeah, if it's... Yeah. One story of note nationally here while waiting for Coach Axtell to call in. By the way, your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A listener, Sean, has just sent me a resolution concerning Common Core education standards that were passed as part of the Republican Party platform last weekend in Minot. To go to the point of, okay, I don't like it, it's horrible. Why? You asked that question, Todd. There's some whys here that we'll get to. Anyway, the story that we are watching out of Pennsylvania today, emergency crews there responding to reports of multiple stabbings at a Westmoreland County high school. Authorities said that one suspect, a male student, is in custody following the incident at Franklin Regional High School. So we're going to watch that closely for you and see what happens. Guess what will come out of that? I bet you can only imagine what will happen next.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting little twist for the gun debate. Oh, no, it's not guns. It's a stabbing. Now what? Ban knives in schools. Yeah, school lunch needs to be banned because things can get out of hand. Anyway,
we really can't let them have a knife in the cafeteria.
Exactly. Yeah. Not far away in Philly is the stage being set for a record-setting appearance for the University of North Dakota in the Frozen Four. And the coach, Dave Haxtell, is with us. Hello, Coach. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
How's it feel to be taking your team back to the Frozen Four?
Well, it's great to be here. First of all, I apologize. My schedule is off. I thought it was to call in about 10:30, so I just taken actually a walk around downtown Philly before our main work day gets going here. Never been downtown here before, and I think it's going to be a great spot for the Frozen Four. It looks like people are pretty excited around the downtown area as well as down around the arena, which is a few miles away.
Yeah, it's fun to see where these places go, and of course, with every Frozen Four, there's different memories surrounding the community. I mean, I can think of those seven prior, and you always have a story about where they happen and how they happen and how they all come together. And every team tells a different story. This one's been quite a ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been as you said, it's a little different story each and every year. But this team certainly has written its own. Story and its own tale as we've moved down the road here. It's a real proud group of guys to be battling for the University of North Dakota, and a real proud group of guys inside of the locker room just fighting for one another all the way through.
When you talk about pride, what do you as the coach, along with Brad Berry and Dane Jackson and your team, what are you most proud of this team? What has impressed you most about what they've done?
Scott, their determination level. I think that's the best word that I can use for this group. I think this group has been counted out a number of times along the way through the year. But a real special ability just to stay within the moment, to continue working together. And that's one of the things that this group has been from day one. It's been a real group of workers, and probably the biggest thing that they've been able to accomplish is become a good team, and I guess you build those types of things through going through some ups and downs. And I give a lot of credit to the leadership in our locker room, our seniors and our juniors that have done an outstanding job of just keeping everybody pointed in the right direction.
Now, you almost couldn't script this any better, but having the change in the league and Minnesota leave for the Big Ten and a new NCHC hockey team, obviously one of the casualties was the longstanding rivalry between the University of Minnesota, UND, and now you get it, and you get it in the Frozen Four. Is this a good thing, a bad thing? How do you assess the opening game matchup here?
Rivalries are built on playing not just high-level games, but playing high-level games at important times, and this is the most important time of the year. I think it's a great way for the fans, the fan bases of each teams to renew and continue the rivalry. For the teams that are involved, there's an awful lot at stake, obviously. It's fun to be part of the rivalry. Obviously, our focus is on working to advance to the national championship game. So a lot of different storylines to it. But I think at the heart of all of it, I think it's a great matchup for college hockey and for both programs. It's exciting.
What should we watch for? What will be the keys to victory against Minnesota? Tell us a little bit about them this year and what will have your attention as part of the game plan.
Well, there's not a lot of holes to Minnesota's game. They're a balanced team through four lines, through six defensemen, through a Hobie Baker finalist goaltender. Very, very balanced team, and they've been that since the drop of the puck back in October. So, we've tried to really just look back upon ourselves and make sure that we play our best game on Thursday. And that's not going to be specific to our opponent. There's a pretty simple formula that we've had that's been successful for us. We want to make sure that we go out and put our best game on the ice on Thursday night.
How about the fan base? Tell us a little bit. There's always, that's always an important part of it, and it was, one of the great things all the way throughout, all of the championship runs, just to have that great fan support. You got a big throng of fans that have either taken long bus rides or car rides or hopped the charter.
Yeah, you talk about inspiration and responsibility. There's all kinds of people traveling through commercial airports. I've heard of a crazy number of private planes heading this direction. The people that are getting in cars and driving across the country, not to mention our alumni base that's out here on the East Coast. So yeah, it's really exciting, and our players really take that upon themselves. They look around. They know the investment that people have in our program, and that's exciting. We want to play well for them. We want to advance for them as much as for ourselves.
Well, Coach, congrats on really a great season. You say it's been kind of quite a roller coaster ride, but not many people early in the season would have predicted this. It's a great feather in your cap, and the entire team and the coaching staff, and we'll be watching and rooting for the University of North Dakota back on the national stage again. Thanks for chatting with us today on a busy week.
I appreciate you having me on, Scott. It's been fun. It's been a great amount of work by the players, but we're going to continue working hard and having fun here.
Dave Haxtell, head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team in Philly to take on the University of Minnesota Gophers. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is this a 70-degree kind of day song? I'm not so sure. I think...
Baby, hold on to me.
Yeah.
We're in the sunshine.
Yeah, okay.
Let's dance in the sun.
Baby, hold on
you
to the 70s.
You can twist anything into a 70-degree day song if you want to.
Well, I just want to make sure we're playing all those requested songs. So we'll keep doing that.
You know, I can play them from here on out if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 70-degree day. This is not the, after this winter, it's that's not anything to take lightly. It's probably the, I'll bet if we did an instant survey of every North Dakotan, we would have a lot more people talk about a 70-degree day and how wonderful that is compared to even our next topic. But that doesn't mean we don't tackle the tough topics here on the program. Common Core is in our focus on the program, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We get a lot of folks are concerned about this issue. And so now's a good time when we have two experts on the program to talk about it, to debate it here on the show today, and get your voice heard. Our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me introduce our guests, the Executive Vice President, the Policy at the Center for American Progress, Carmel Martin. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Tanya Diddy is here. Tanya is the State Director of the Concerned Women for America of Georgia. Hello, Tanya.
Good morning.
Todd and I were just talking about all the amount of calls we get on this and the feedback we get on it. We've never heard anybody call and say, I love Common Core. But, Carmel, I guess since you're talking about this being a good thing, do you love Common Core and these education standards? And if so, why?
I think they're a terrific advancement for our education system, and the reason I think they're so important is because they are an effort to ensure that our kids have what they need to be successful, not just in life, but in college and career. We have lots of evidence that our current standards aren't meeting the mark on that front. North Dakota, only 34% of eighth grade students were determined to have met reading proficiency recently. We have large number of students who make it to college and aren't ready for college level coursework. So I think what's so exciting about the Common Core is it's been a nationwide effort of state and local leaders, teachers, experts to ask the question, what do our kids need to be successful? Not just in terms of what they need to know, but also the skills they need to be successful in life. So I think it's a really important development, and I think we need to do a better job to help parents and teachers understand their value.
On the other side of this, Tanya, we hear from a lot of folks who say it's horrible, but don't necessarily say why it's horrible. You obviously don't like it. You're an opponent. Tell us what's most concerning to you. What's horrible about it?
I think probably the biggest issue that we have had is this wasn't a state-led issue. This was something that was rammed down the throats of the states and then were asked to accept it. So number one is that any type of control sovereignty that we have at the state level to control education standards have been stripped from us, and we are stuck with a set of standards that was never.
It was never what?
Set a progressive movement in our country for the past several decades to usher in a national set of standards that will then usher in a national set of curriculum. And we oppose this because, A, we don't have any control in the state over it. And now, as the standards are being played out, I can talk particularly to Georgia, but I know that we mirror what's going on in a lot of other states. Much like Obamacare, that we had to wait for the bill to pass to see what's in it, we had to have Common Core just, rammed down our throats. Now we have to live with the consequences of standards that we know the students are struggling with. They don't make sense. There's a litany of complaints from parents and from teachers who are brave enough to come out and speak out against the Common Core standards, and that they aren't meeting the needs of our students. But the problematic piece is, if they're not meeting the needs, we have nowhere to go anymore. We have to go. We can't go to the local schools. We can't go to the State Board of Education. We can't even go to our own governor. We have to look outside the state, and nothing ever done at the federal level is efficient and good and responsive to the needs of the local community. Thus, we have concerns about what's going on with the Common Core.
Carmel, give me some prime example of what the process that you said is necessary and needed to advance education in America. How it will do what you want it to do. Give me an example of something where before these standards was not possible that will be a game changer.
Going to be a game changer because, again, it's, first of all, these standards are not curriculum. Every state and local community decides how to translate these standards into teaching. But I think it's going to be a game changer because if you look at them, they're high level, but they're very focused on skills. You know, in the 21st century economy, kids need to know how to think critically. They need to know how to analyze data. So if you look at the standards themselves, those are the things that they're focused on. But I also want to push back on this idea of it being rammed down the throats of states. Tanya mentioned Georgia. Governor Perdue, who's a Republican governor, he was one of the leaders of this effort. He brought together teachers and experts from all across the country to answer the question, what do kids need to be successful in life and in college and in jobs? And it was a very much a bottom-up process. No state was mandated to accept them. Every state has different processes for deciding when they adopt standards. So this was completely voluntary, and I also want to just emphasize that it's a long way from setting a standard to actually what happens in a classroom, and there's lots of opportunities for teachers to do that. I think teachers, though, and parents both have legitimate concerns about how the standards are being implemented. I mean, I think that's something that needs some work. 72% of teachers polled say they like the standards, they like the things that they're focused on, but they want more control over how they translate that into how they teach kids, and I think they should have that. I think that's completely legitimate. I also think we need to make sure we're getting testing right. There's too much focus on tests. I think with these new standards, we have the opportunity to do much better tests that aren't filling the bubble, pull off the shelf. And, you know, I think those are all things that we need to figure out how to do this well. But I think at the fundamental level, there's a lot of evidence that we're backing up that these were the skills and the set of knowledge that kids needed to be successful. And, you know, I'm a parent of two children in public school, and I'm really excited about how that could help shift their education so it's less focused on memorizing facts and more focused on how they can be lifelong learners and how they can tackle, you know, a complex workplace. So I think it has a tremendous amount of potential to help students be successful.
We have a debate we're hosting today from both sides of the issue on the Common Core Education Standards. Questions or comments welcome for our group at 800-228-0550. Tanya, I want to ask you, one educator whom I respect has said the problem's not the standards. A lot of the horror stories you hear about are people sort of exploiting the standards, making a textbook for a standard where they're trying to use this new system, new standard, to inject their particular view into it. So the horror stories you hear are people that say, aha, here's my way in, which we can catch at the local school board level when we're deciding what's in, what's not. Is that any comfort at all?
No, because I'm an educator as well, and when we were pushing for legislation to withdraw out of the Common Core, because we're seeing the horror stories at the local level, what we're seeing are parents frustrated because their children are coming home frustrated over the math standards, the language arts standards. Of course, that is what Common Core is right now. It has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with those horror stories that you're talking about. It is real life situations where parents, I can throw out some good examples, because I do want to point out, though, as a reminder, here in Georgia and all the other states, Common Core came in 2010. There was no legislative oversight on this. Our governor, Sonny Perdue, acted out of an executive fiat to get this in. So I just want to put that in there. Just because he's a Republican doesn't make it right on the way that he was doing it. It was not forced down our throats, but we had to take, when we took the grant, in order to get the Race to the Top grant, you had to accept a common set of standards. And if you wanted the money faster, you had to get it that way. But I want to make a couple points. The weird way that students have to do math, if you look at the lower level grades, these math standards that have been ushered in are developmentally age inappropriate. What was normally taught at fourth grade is now being taught at first grade. They're calling that rigor. We're calling it insanity, because you've got to look at the developmental age of students when you put standards into place. When the Common Core standards were being ushered in 2010, there were over 500 child experts that weighed in and said Common Core is developmentally age inappropriate for these students, and it's causing confusion, frustration. Kids are being kids that used to love math hate it. Parents don't know how to help the students at home. Now, the Common Core folks will say, well, it's because it's more rigorous, and just because the parents don't get it, we're tired of hearing them whine. We've heard that in our state. We've just got whiny parents. Just because they say it's rigorous doesn't mean it makes sense. That's at the lower level.
All right, let me get Carmel in here, because I've heard that one a lot, where her example of taking something that was at the fourth grade level, say it ought to be at the first grade level, and that's some of the horror stories I think we're talking about. Respond to that quickly.
So I would say, as a parent myself, I'm more frustrated that 25% of kids who show up for college aren't ready for math classes in college, even though they were good enough to get into college. The United States has fallen to 25th in the world in math. I think one of the most exciting part of this initiative is that it does raise our math standards. We hear over and over again from the business sector that they're not getting. I just had a meeting yesterday with a bunch of businessmen from North Carolina who said they can't hire people because they don't know how to do math. So I guess I would say that we're hearing from the business community this is what they need. We're hearing from the college community this is what they need. And we're hearing from kids. I see my own child not being sufficiently challenged in school. And, you know, I think if you take a look at the process used to develop these standards, they brought in experts for all across the country to look at these standards, including teachers. I mean, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree, but I think that what we need, there's tons of evidence that our current math standards are not what our kids need to be successful in.
All right, hold that thought. We have a number of calls with the comments as well. We'll get to those when we come back for our Common Core folks on both sides of this issue on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels. We take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move. Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Starting to get hungry yet? PetroServe USA has the 4 for 4 deal. Get that hot stuff, fresh baked single topping pizza, 20 ounce fountain pop to cure your thirst on a 70 degree day, and two delicious cookies, all for $4. That's 4 for 4 all day, every day. That's not only special, it's so special they do it all the time, every day. So you don't have to come in for the lunch special, the nighttime special, or just come there anytime. PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Wahpeton, Dilworth, Linden, and Bemidji. All right, some calls coming in for our guests on Common Core Debate. Let's roll
this. This is Ron in Bismarck, and in the Common Core segment, I have two comments. Number one, it was foisted upon us in 2010 under Governor John Hoeven and Democrat DPI head Wayne Sandstead. So this is something that Kirsten walked into as DPI head now and has to defend. But number two, I invite everyone, pro and con, to read the book from the Hillsdale College history professor, Terrence O. Moore. The book is called The Story Killers, A Common Sense Case Against the Common Core. He wouldn't be writing this if it were just icing on the cake. He wouldn't take the time and the effort and the money and the whatever if it were so good. And you've heard of him on Rush Limbaugh, or at least Hillsdale College. So if you can put that on for me, thank you.
All right, well, it's on, and we'll give our guests a chance to respond to that. I would also add that I've seen, in fact, it ended up in the Republican Party platform after the weekend convention resolution concerning Common Core education standards. And it says, whereas though federal law prohibits the federalizing of curriculum, the Obama administration accepted the Common Core plan used 2009 stimulus bill money to reward states that were the most committed to the president's Common Core agenda, but they failed to give states, their legislatures, and their citizens time to evaluate the Common Core standards before having to commit to them. And Common Core proponents have since received tens of millions of dollars from private third parties to advocate for and develop the Common Core strategy. A couple of the points on their opposition that dovetail on what the caller is saying about the method in which this was implemented in some of the states. 33 have rejected it. Is that premise wrong, Carmel?
I think it's wrong. I think that states had the option to use Common Core standards. Some states chose to take a look at their own standards and measure them against college and career readiness. Virginia is an example of that, and that was deemed appropriate by the Obama administration. But I think the bigger issue here is I think the Common Core is the best effort we've had in decades of taking a look at what kids need to know and do to be successful in life and in college and in the job market. And I think they're extremely strong. I would urge people to look at them. They're fairly simple. It's pretty common sense. You know, it's at the level of students must be able to determine the meaning of words and phrases as they are used in a text. That's something I want my children to be able to do, and I'm happy that under leadership of state and local leaders, not federal leaders, they brought together the best experts we have in the country. I want the United States to be first in the world, not 25th in the world in math. I want my children to be exposed to standards and curriculum that will help her to gain that level of
yeah, I think we all want that. Question is how, right? And Tanya, I would assume that's why 33 states have said no way on this.
Well, actually, 45 states have adopted the standards, but you're seeing a lot of states beginning to have buyer's remorse on the standards because they're seeing that they, again, were never vetted. If a state wanted the money, and that was the carrot with the strong stick, that you had to accept these Common Core standards along. The piece that we've not hit upon is the national tests that states have to adopt as well that are aligned to the standards that are going to force the teachers to teach the Common Core way. Again, it all comes down, obviously, to a philosophical viewpoint. Do you want the federal government forcing states now through federal grants to have to accept a common set of standards, tests, and a national data collection database for students? Do you want the national government, the federal government to do it, or do you want local control? And I want to hit upon a couple pieces that you mentioned. I've heard Terrence Moore speak, and he does a fabulous job exposing what they're up to on the language arts side, stripping away from our kids these wonderful literary texts and replacing them with informational texts. You know, a lot of our culture is built upon what we read through our literary texts. That's all being stripped away. And so he does a fabulous job exposing that. And I'll make another point that you mentioned about the money and the funding behind this. We all know that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has spent nearly to date $2.4 billion pushing Bill Gates' view of education. And he has infiltrated every organization that promotes Common Core, guaranteed has probably taken money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Matter of fact, your guest that you've got on opposite me, she represents the Senator for American Progress. They were given $1 million in 2010 to begin to push Common Core, and in 2013, they've received over $1,200,000 from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to promote Common Core.
All right, the last word is going to have to go to the
Common Core was only supposed to establish test standards on two subjects, one of which was math. Is that true, and who hijacked the program? Was it the states or the feds that made it the monster?
All right, a monster, he calls it. Don't have time for an answer from our guests, but obviously this debate will be continued. Thank you both for the time today on the Common Core debate on What's on Your Mind. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spa treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling of two lanes. You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bad room at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3. 663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.